This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. What if you started with something in life, not nothing, thinking about this inequality economically, and you could build from there as you made your way in the world? What if in your pivotal year, or turning 18, 22, even 30, something set aside for you was suddenly available to assist you in your bold plans, to give you security, a cushion for the uncertain years ahead, a boost when you needed it most? Some people, of course, start with plenty, and the rich usually end up ahead of the game years later. Numerous economic indicators say that the gap between rich and poor is more alarming. The gap between black and white is growing. Yesterday, urban policy scholar Derek Hamilton argued for spreading the nest egg around to try and narrow the success and wealth gap.
But we propose something bolder, something that would be larger in endowment and more progressive, so that if you're born into the most wealth-poor family, you would get the larger endowment that could mature when you become an adult and use towards some asset-enhancing endeavor. The idea is to protect the children from any decision that their parent might make with regards to savings and also whatever wealth position that they're born in at birth, so that we truly can have a level playing field.
Using endowments to level the economic playing field. It was a provocative idea when Derek Hamilton spoke about it on the program yesterday. We wanted to continue the conversation. Ann Price joins us, program director for Closing the Racial Wealth Gap Initiative. What do you think of that endowment idea, Ann?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. I think that Professor Hamilton puts forward a very thought-provoking proposal, because what he does is he basically addresses the underlying issue affecting wealth disparities, and that is family inheritance. And with his proposal, he's equaling the playing field for those who get an inheritance, which many people don't, for those children who will never, ever receive an inheritance, which also puts them kind of at a disadvantage for opportunities to invest in a business or to fund their college education. And so his proposal does take out the factor of the status in which you're born into. So that's what makes it a very interesting proposal.
Would you say that an endowment would take the place of social welfare programs and actually represent some economies there, as Derek Hamilton suggested yesterday?
Well, certainly with that kind of endowment, you could start to consider whether you need the range of social programs that are offered. But I would contend that we can't just provide help to individuals and think about the fact that institutions have a role to play in the outcomes in people's lives. So, for example, if a person got an endowment and had $20,000 to $30,000 when they matured at 18, would that be enough for them to actually be able to finance their college education? What would that actually mean, given the rising cost of college? There still needs to be put in place a number of protections for people to protect their wealth, and to still come to grips with some of the rising costs of education, for example, and the fact that there's still predatory lending practices that tend to siphon people's wealth. So we can't give up on those efforts to actually address those structures.
What endowment level would be good, starting at 20,000 at birth and then growing it to age 18 where it vests, where it might be something like 100,000, 150,000? What do you think is a number here that would actually be meaningful?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. Unlike income, when we have kind of thresholds, what is a wealth threshold? But certainly, someone that had some wealth holdings of $50,000, $75,000 certainly puts them on a path to be able to make decisions about their future and invest in their future, either through business ownership or education. So, of course, that would give someone a great head start to the rest of their lives. And to be able to put that money away also for retirement, that's a big deal.
A five-figure investment there, according to Ann Price, program director of the Closing the Racial Wealth Gap Initiative, a nonprofit based in Oakland, California. Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.